Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress help desk for June 20th. In the news, we're going to be talking about hacking, and we're going to talk about some other major news that's coming up. And then in our page 2, we're going to be talking about hosting of your WordPress. And then page 3, if we have time, we're going to try to answer your real questions. So let's get started. Hey, remember our sponsors for today are hosting-master.com, our incredibly fast WordPress hosting that I hope all of you will take a look at. Number 2, WP-Site Makers, our award-winning WordPress development company that has been helping companies across the country with great sites. Now, new sites like needasitemakeover.com, just in time for your site makeover. So give us a call to any of our sponsors and let us know that you heard about us right here on Blog Talk Radio. And while you're here, subscribe. That's an easy thing to do, and that way we know that you're following us. Now, in the news, hacking is not just for Anonymous and the U.S. government anymore. Cybercrime is ever encroaching and can happen to any one of us, including you and your business. In fact, its cost to the global economy has been more than $400 billion, and it's increasingly hurting smaller operations. And the problem goes far beyond of leaking sensitive emails or sexy selfies. Targeted attacks against small business doubled in 2013, and in 1 in 5 that experience a cyber attack annually, 60% close their doors within 6 months as a result. But not you, not the wise WordPress user. Protect your business. Number 1, be password savvy. If your password is still admin or password 123, it's time to get serious. Create unique codes on each of your accounts and make sure they are all always at least 8 characters long with a few special thrown in for good measure. Use password managers like LastPass or Dashlane 3 to keep track. Number 2, you want to encrypt all emails and valuable information. If a hacker does breach your system, encryption makes it even that much harder to get away with critical data. Voltage, Data Motion, and Proofpoint are industry leaders worth checking out. Number 3, backup your data. Copying your company data into a cloud-based system such as Dropbox or OneDrive or a USB hard drive takes only minutes and will save you much time and anxiety if your system is ever compromised. Hey, are you shooting videos? Will Franco just sent us a short video that I think is worth watching. It's called Why You Don't Need a Teleprompter to Shoot Videos. He says that if you do, you're going to need to buy video lighting and a teleprompter glass that only allows 70% of the light to come through. And if you want to use a teleprompter, budget at least 2, if not 3, softbox lights valued at $250 each. And you're going to have to learn how to write scripts from a teleprompter. And this script writing, coupled with learning how to read the teleprompter that even our celebrities, presidents, and senators have a lot of training with, still have trouble with, it's time intensive. And you're going to have to learn how to stop and start all cameras involved in sync with the teleprompter. That means using 2 remotes and necessitates editing 2 reels of a video. Now, if you can talk to your customers in person or on the phone without a teleprompter, why do you need one to make your videos? Especially considering the best kind of video is off the cuff. Teleprompters, in my opinion, are for presidents and newscasters. They have little utility in the business video world. Unless you have perfected the usage over many, many years, that will just make you sound like a robot, insincere, and untrustworthy. Then scrap that expensive teleprompter and learn how to ad-lib. Well, in Google News, it looks like YouTube is going to take on HBO and Netflix. But to do this, YouTube has had to rewire itself to become a destination and keep mobile viewers hooked. It seems Google's YouTube realized it had to fix itself from ground up, from its development platform over to its AI. You see, the war over eyeballs is heating up, and that's mostly a good thing for people who like to look at screens, just as Meerkat and Periscope and Snapchat elbow each other in a battle for appointment viewing, and digitally native companies like Netflix and Hulu duke it out over the future of TVs and movies, an old-school competitor shows up and throws down a shiny new gauntlet. If you recall, last month, HBO launched just in time for the cord cutters to catch the debut of the new season of Game of Thrones. And there's never been before such an abundance of quality, readily accessible television fighting for your attention. Yet, YouTube even states that they had very little leverage to make this experience better for their users. YouTube, however, has found itself in this golden age of video with a serious handicap. While its overall viewership was growing by all stats that we looked at, most of the growth was happening across the web at large, outside of its own site and its apps. And this made it harder to capture eyes and ad dollars and to appeal to the cherished mobile users. And when the new CEO came on board last year, Susan said that she would continue efforts to transform the way it served ads and engaged with its creators, pouring money into certain channels and promoting them heavily. But it has turned into a complete rebooting of YouTube, and HBO's grand storytelling experiment, I think, has proven a little more challenging. You know, it was a more pressing underlying issue for the video giant. The way it built and tested its code was rusty. The outdated pipes running beneath the world's largest video site were making it trickier to build the kind of new features that would keep users watching more rather than browsing over to, say, Netflix or Hulu. It's, as a business, it's a vulnerable situation to be in. A director of engineering at YouTube said over at a blog at www.fastcompany.com/person/Christos-Goodrow. Ms. Goodrow said, "We are not building as strong a relationship with viewers. We have very little leverage to make the experience better for users." Well, over at Facebook, we've learned that Facebook announces a new plan to host news publication stories. And this is not just only about page views and advertising revenue or the number of seconds it takes for an article to load. It's about who owns the relationship with readers. Tech companies have always stepped on one another's toes to try to become the people's gateway to the digital world, the only place people need to go to get what they want. And that's why Google, a search engine, started a social network, and why Facebook, a social network, started a search engine. It's why Amazon, a shopping site, made a phone, and why Apple, a phone maker, got into shopping. Fundamentally, their reach is extending wider to non-technical companies like newspapers and magazines. Put another way, all kinds of companies are now becoming tech companies. Well, Facebook's change signals a major shift in a relationship between publications and their readers. If you want to read the news, Facebook is saying, come to Facebook, not to NBC News or The Atlantic or The Times, and when you come, don't leave. Everyone involved recognizes that shift is already well underway. The front page of a newspaper and the cover of a magazine lost their dominance years ago. It's similar to what happened to musicians when iTunes started selling individual songs instead of albums. But news reports, like albums before, are going to go the way of the consumer. And so let's keep our eye on Facebook. In late breaking news, earlier this week, Congressman Jason Chaffetz, Republican from Utah, introduced the Remote Transaction Parity Act legislation that will impose burdensome remote sales tax collection and remittance requirements on Internet-enabled small businesses. And if this legislation sounds like a lot of like the Marketplace Fairness Act, MFA, that's because the two are strikingly similar. What is the Remote Transactions Parity Act? Like the MFA, should the Remote Transactions Parity Act be passed into law, it would compel small internet-enabled businesses to collect and remit sales tax to every remote jurisdiction across the country to which they may be able to sell, regardless of where their business is physically located. You do realize there are over 9,600 sales tax jurisdictions across the United States, and each one of those have unique rules and rates. Give remote states across the country this new authority to subject small businesses currently outside their jurisdiction to audits will be a highly expensive, time-consuming, and distracting process for all of us. Additionally, the Remote Transactions Parity Act includes a weak, smaller seller exemption, which would be far too low for most internet-enabled small businesses. This legislation phases down the exemption to just $1 million in annual receipts, and even worse, disqualifies businesses, regardless of size, that utilize an electronic marketplace like eBay. For years, eBay has pushed policymakers to eliminate harmful tax burdens for businesses and consumers, and we need to support them as they continue this fight. If you agree that this is bad legislation, then I invite you to tell your representative that you oppose harmful tax laws that stifle business growth and harmful consumers. Your involvement has made in the past and continues to make a difference. Now, I want you to contact Congress, and the way you contact Congress is go to mediadoesmatter.com/contacting-the-congress, and right there you can move over to their website and let your voice be heard. You know, an overwhelming majority of Americans believe our government is not working the way it should, and most now see a government dominated by competing special interests tied up in partisan gridlock and unable to solve the problems we face. So let your voice be heard, and that's our breaking news for this week. Well, that ends today's news report. So let's move now to page 2, where today's WordPress focus is on WordPress hosting. Let's get started. Okay, on page 2, here's what I have for you. Every WordPress site has to be hosted, and with about half of the WordPress installs on their mammoth WordPress.com shared hosting environment upon the cloud of all of WordPress data centers, this is, you know, a major portion of WordPress. But when you get to the other half, they are running on small to medium, but they run minor to medium clients who don't run commercial sites and individual bloggers and much more. And of course, for commercial businesses and nonprofits, if you have to use WordPress.org's downloadable, or if you want to pay $100 a month and go over there to, you know, their high-end version of WordPress.com. But my point is, there's a whole bunch of us that are needing to run commercial or nonprofit sites, and every one of us use WordPress.org's downloadable WordPress, or load it from many hosts with one click through the cPanel, especially those cPanels that have it loaded through Softalacious and other tools. But this is where you can get into trouble. And this is that hosting ranges from low cost to high cost and anywhere in between. Hosting a WordPress should be, but in many cases is not, based on speed, but about utilitarian hosting of your WordPress for the web, because most major hosts are providing hosting as a loss leader to help build a cash cow to support their bigger hosting for their enterprise customers. And so your WordPress is just another app loaded on thousands and thousands of other accounts on that same server. And this can lead to numerous problems if you're not careful. Now, for starters, let me say that just because you want to use WordPress, you likely don't know the real skinny on hosts. So what do? You probably go out to Google top hosting for WordPress, and what do you get? You'll see WP Engine, and it's probably one of the best, and it's highest at about $29.95. Then you've got HostGator at $3.95, Bluehost at $12.95, iPage at $6.95, FatCal at $3.75, InMotion at $7.95, and MediaTemple at $20. But here's what you're getting. The real facts, if we look under the hood of these, you'll find that 5 out of these 7 are owned by one company, Yeduring Enterprises in Provo, Utah. Wow, they bought out about 28 hosting and domain companies this past couple of years, and they now have this mega hosting company out in Provo, Utah, running IBM servers. And they have done that for their enterprise, and they've throttled down their little shared because the shared is just paying the bills, and they just are going to put as many in there as they can. Now, they also combine all of their tech support into one call center. And I think if you think that's going to be good for your WordPress, then I've got a bridge I would like to sell you. Well, now, of course, there's the big boys of network solutions, web.com, who say they offer fast, reliable hosting. And they even offer one-click WordPress installs. But there's big problems under that hood. Not one of these big-name hosts use SSD servers for WordPress and only sell you shared accounts at those horribly low rates. Now, why do they do that? Again, because they're trying to get the maximum money off of all of those accounts. It's a volume business. You're a nobody on that big boy's server. Now, what is a shared host? It's like getting on the train. You know you have transportation that can get you from here to there, but you are one of many that get on that train, and they're going to stop along the way, and they can't go any faster than what they dictate to you, and you can't go where you want to go easily. You're locked into their service to go only where it goes. Or you can choose to drive your own car, and that'll get you there maybe faster, more directly, but it's going to cost you more to run your car, to pay for your tires, your oil, your gas, to pay for parking, than it does to simply ride the bus or the train. Well, hosting is the same. You can pay one company next to nothing and get nothing but a slow ride for your website that will ultimately cause you to fail if you succeed, because you will exceed their inode usage that's found in the fine print that allows them to throttle you back with no backup or no support. That's how they pay you back for succeeding for great traffic. Or you could pay a little more and get much better download speeds, such as those that are expected by Google, like 2-second downloads. InMotion and Media Temple are not owned by Enduring Enterprise, but still offer shared hosting. Media Temple, I will say, offers SSD hosting and a 30 gig storage plan for about $20 per WordPress. They give you a staging area with it, and that's not necessarily bad. And if you have to use a big boy host, then consider Media Temple. Compared with WP Engine, which is a cloud-based SSD backup major WordPress hoster down in Austin, they charge $29.95, so Media Temple has a lower cost. However, when it's shared, even on an SSD like a WP Engine, there's still the problems of too many people being on your shared account. Now, if it is shared, like with WP Engine, the one caveat about WP Engine is that they tell you which plugins you can use. And if they do, they restrict you loading just any plugin. So they claim it's for your security, but it's worth forcing everyone to use the same plugins, plugins they deem safe. Well, InMotion, on the other hand, is not SSD, but they host on standard SATA drives, and they're priced at the same low GoDaddy or Bluehost or HostGator level of about $489, and they're not owned by the others. They could be bought out, so you don't know the future of InMotion. Now, a client recently wanted me to move their site to web.com, which was quite a negative experience. First, when we ask if we could do a standard cPanel to cPanel transfer, of course not. They don't use cPanel. They've created their own panel. When I loaded a new WordPress with their one-click install, the database, of course, was empty of nothing but the standard page and post and the standard theme that they loaded. Of course, then I found that they loaded 12 or 15 other themes that nobody wants, and that meant all of those had to be removed. Then I loaded the theme that had been selected for this site, and I imported the database, which imported properly, successfully, but there was a little problem. Nothing shows up in the WordPress site. When I call support, I have to talk to a clerk who says, quote, "We do not support WordPress as a product. We only support our servers. You would have to hire next-level programmers to help you solve this problem if you can't solve it." In other words, WordPress users, you are on your own with Web.com, who say it's only $9.95 to get started first month, then it jumps to $37.95. And oh, and by the way, you want some SEO and you want some other things like local ads, oh, that's going to run you $300 to $400 a month. Next, we discover by their own admission that because their servers are shared with network solutions for all of their millions of domains, and all of these hosting accounts are shared with an average of self-admitted several thousand other sites on the same IP. They said, we run older technology. And when they asked if we could add Gzip or Google PageSpeed, they would not even consider it. So if you're planning a WordPress install, why would you look to any of these companies? If you were looking for that list and were not knowledgeable, which would you do? Let's be honest, you would probably choose the cheapest, but that's not the best in any stretch of the imagination. And here's why. You're going to be at risk of diminished performance, increased likelihood of being hacked, and likelihood of being blocked as a spammer. So what should you look for in the way of a WordPress host? Well, first, you need speed. That's why you need to choose one of our sponsors, Hosting Dash Master, because of our SSD cloud hosting. But it doesn't stop there. We also have gone the extra mile to gzip every site on the server for faster delivery. That adds at least 30%. Further, we add Google PageSpeed enhancing for every page, and this helps speed up the site at least 10%. The average site download speeds, averaging 1.5 to 3.2 seconds, while on other hosts, we find that they are running their sites, and they're running up in the 4 and 5 and 6 seconds. When I loaded the WordPress site, finally created a page on web.com, it took 12 seconds to download. So you need speed, and speed doesn't happen just by managing your images. It's about where you host, how that host is designed, whether or not that host is going to run fast. Secondly, you need security. With Hosting Dash Master, you have a number of factors running in background to make your site safer. First, with staying updated to the latest cPanel, MySQL, PHP, and Zend optimization, all designed to keep your site safe on our server. Additionally, by writing strong HT access and user passwords, we block successfully all brute force attacks. Using external and internal firewalls, we beef up user security. Third, you need the ability to back up. Our Hosting Dash Master backs up weekly on Wednesday, so at any time, we are only 2 to 3 days away from any site compromise date. Yet, you, the user, are able to boost your backup ability by using your cPanel backup and saving it to your iDrive or desktop. We provide the ability to stage your site in a subdirectory that when you are ready to go live, a simple move of the site files and database to the production server and changing the WordPress, the WP config to point to the right server and the other files that were used, and then change two lines of code in the WP options for the home and site URL, and your stage site is live. For most clients, we transition you there so that you're able to see the site during production, and then in about 30 minutes later, your production site is live. Number four, you need WordPress management support to ensure that all of your plugins and themes and WordPress OS are updated correctly without conflicts or breaking your website. Let someone else do that for you so that everything remains secure. And of course, when you host with HostingMaster.com, you get the support you expect to help figure out WordPress issues. And that's the fifth thing I think is important. You need the true support that is for WordPress. With WordPress on Hosting Dash Master, which is the only thing we host, I have guys running within their WordPress PHP list, Magento, WooCommerce, and other major back-end apps, and they all love our speed, our support, and our security. So when you think of it, why won't you give Hosting Master a ring at 214-703-0505 and let us host your site? At Hosting Dash Master, we provide all five of these key features, and we do so at a price that beats Media Temple and WP Engine dramatically. starting at just $14.95. It's the best value in WordPress hosting, and that's without WordPress managed support, and only $19.95 if you want the WordPress management turned on. Unlike Media Temple and WP Engine that give you certain amounts of gigs of storage and bandwidth, we give you unthrottled, unlimited hosting with up to 5 terabytes of bandwidth. So again, rather than shop with limits and throttles, why don't you come to Hosting Dash Master for no limited hosting? Now, what have I shared with you in today's hosting focus? There's a number of hosts to choose from, but even those that are older and bigger offering WordPress hosting, only a handful truly give you the best in WordPress hosting. Price-wise, better hosts at $14.95 to $20 or $29, Hosting Dash Master is not only the best resource, but the best value, and you actually get more for less at Hosting Dash Master. Migrate over to us today and let us put you on the high speed cloud system that rocks. Now let's move to our questions for this week. Now, to ask a question, send an email to support at mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. So if you're ready, let's move to page 3. Okay, in my first question, recovering my WordPress site. I lost the hosting for a site created for a charity organization and not sure if this was ever backed up. Could someone help me? The bill wasn't paid for the hosting, was through a company which closed the account and was overlooked, and the domain name and hosting were both with GoDaddy. And when I spoke to them, they told me they only keep backup files for 30 days and it's been 45 days, so they can't help. I don't want to build a site from scratch again. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it sounds like you're back to the drawing board. Who has the original files? And if you don't, then the best thing you can do is load WordPress on a great WordPress optimized host like hosting-master.com, not GoDaddy, and then page by page rebuild the site to the organization's desired look and feel and content. And this brings up a critically important point, and that is that every site owner needs to back up your own site religiously. Stuff like this happens all the time. Don't let it happen to you. In our second question, Billy writes that I'm using a plugin called Visual Editor. It has a visual tab and a text tab, and when I enter bracket P bracket tags in the text tab, but the formatting doesn't seem to show. And using the visual editor, the tab shows spaces between the paragraph, but when viewed in the browser, the spaces are missing. You know, what's happened? Well, what you need to do is go into the text editor, not the visual editor. Go into the text editor and place your HTML manually. Visual editor is a nasty thing. So when you place your HTML there and save it, don't go back to the editor and view it because it will completely rewrite your formatting. Question 3, what is the best live chat plugin? We have 3 functions for our business and we want to customize each of the chat options to different colors. What would be the best for customization and usability? Well, it really depends on what you want it to accomplish, but if you want something robust, then I recommend a third-party resource called ProvideSupport.com. It's an excellent text chat tool that has many features and a world of users. And in our last question, he says, I need some advice on starting with WordPress.org, that I have a site that is it's a blog over on WordPress.com. So how do I migrate it? How do I move it? Well, for starters, find a WordPress host that works with nonprofits, and then on their high-speed WordPress hosting account, load the latest version of WordPress. The first steps are to remove the sample page and post and delete them entirely. Now go into General and ensure your server stamp is correct for where you live. And then remove all check marks for people commenting on your posts. You don't want any of those comments. And then set your media not to be in dated folders. This way it'll put all of your media items into one folder, one gallery. And finally, set your permalinks to post name so that the canonical name of the page will be the slug name. Well, this brings us to a close of another My WordPress Help Desk podcast. I want to thank each one of you for listening to this podcast. Get us on iTunes or right here on blogtalkradio.com. Subscribe while you're here and tell a friend about us. Help us be there for you by calling one of our sponsors this week and telling them you heard about them on Blog Talk Radio. Now keep using WordPress and getting results. Until next week, this is your friend and your WordPress advocate, Ken Freeman, saying thanks for listening to my WordPress help desk.
Been listening to my WordPress help desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress help.